Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Students Era podcast. Today, I'll be conversing with Marian Farah, an AOS student. Hello, Marian. Can you please introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. My name is Marian Farah, and I'm a senior student at the American University of Sharjah. And I currently study mass communications, specifically integrated marketing.
So can you tell us about your experience at AOS?
My experience at AOS has been amazing. I have really enjoyed my time being a student here. Coming from a whole different country alone to a whole different place with meeting new different people, different to me, has been really good and challenging in some ways. Also, just being in dorms as well has been a great experience because I got to be independent and live my life without always depending on my parents. So it has been great.
Okay, so you mentioned you're from a different country. Could you tell us about your country and how it's different to the UAE?
I'm from Zambia, and it's so different in terms of, like, it is a Christian nation. One, two, it's also really small. I mean, like, of course, UAE is small as well, but Zambia is also small and underdeveloped compared to the UAE. But it's also currently being developed. Coming to the UAE specifically has been a really good experience because I am Muslim and I tend to identify with Muslim people, and like seeing so many people I could relate to in terms of the religion and the cultures as well. Like, it's not too different to me as a Somali. So that has been really refreshing.
So yeah. You mentioned you're Somali, but also from Zambia. So are you like mixed, or what's your situation like?
I'm full Somali. However, like ethnically I'm full Somali, but my nationality is Zambia. So I was born and raised in Zambia.
Oh, okay. Thank you for clearing that up. So coming to the UAE, it being so different from Zambia, where you grew up, went to school, and supposing and everything, how was that culture shock like?
There wasn't much of a culture shock because as a Muslim, I grew up in Zambia and it is majority a Christian nation. So coming here to the UAE, hasn't really been a culture shock. As a matter of fact, it has been very welcoming and very interesting to be around people that are able to identify with me religiously and spiritually.
All right, so it's been like a comforting experience, in other words, to be around other Muslims.
Yeah, like, you know, it just brings so much happiness and joy, like to see people like me wearing the hijab, going to the masjid to pray.
Okay, and now that you've mentioned you're in the UAE and everything, what are some activities that you like to do? What are things you do with your friends?
I love to explore new places like restaurants, because one thing I love about Dubai is that it is full of different people from different backgrounds, with full of different cultures. So like going to different restaurants and experiencing different tastes in one place. Like, I don't have to travel far to a different country in order to experience their culture. I can just go to Dubai and experience that.
And what's your favorite restaurant or restaurant that you would recommend?
Basically any restaurant or place in Global Village. It's not really a restaurant, but it's a place where different cultures and like countries come together in order to showcase their culture and food. And people just go there to have fun and like really experience different places at the same time. So like families go there. So you could have different types of food. There's Thai food, Indian food, Emirati food, African food. There's just so many different cultures coming together where it could really explore and enjoy so many different types of food. I wouldn't specifically say a specific restaurant, but I would say that the whole place has good food. You guys should go check it out, Global Village.
And is there any other place in the UAE that you would like to, that you go to usually, or you would like to recommend people to try out?
Honestly, there's so many different places that are very attractive to see. There's the Burj Khalifa, there's the Baimul, there's the Gold Souk. There's so many different places that you could explore and like really enjoy and see so many people that are different and that they bring something new and something exciting. You get to learn and see so many different new things, and it just makes you very cultured in a sense.
And lastly, what made you come to the UAE? Why was the UAE attractive for you to come study in the first place?
What was really attractive about the UAE was the fact that it's a Muslim country, and I identify and connect with the people here in the sense of religion. And coming to AUS as well was something that I chose because it's one of like the top universities in Asia. And also my parents were comfortable with me coming here without an issue because it's a Muslim country and I'm safer here. It's one of the most safest places to ever live in, which is the perks of being in the UAE.
All right. And is there any tip that you would like to give anyone who's looking to study in the UAE?
I would tell them to just enjoy and like let go of everything and embrace the culture and the different cultures that the UAE has to offer.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, giving us your beautiful insight on what it's like to study here and living in the UAE.
You're welcome. And thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, you too.